If you will repeat after me, Lord, I thank you for my eyes, that they do see. I thank you for my ears. They do hear. I thank you for my heart. Because it does perceive what your word is saying to me. The word is for me, not just for the others. He has a plan for me. Your plan. Better than mine. Hallelujah. I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 1. And while you're getting to Ephesians chapter 1, I will be using the Amplified. But I'd like to say that, you know, when Nicole was giving her testimony and my brother was sharing about his healing and God did such an incredible work, when he first retired, he stopped at the church where I used to work, and I was pressed to tell them about Pensacola. Mm-hmm. Pensacola was at its height in that time. They were at the Brownsville Revival. They were part of it, and they graduated from their school of evangelism several years later, and they've never been the same. I don't know what the fullness of what God has done, but you know, my brother, he was telling me about where he ended up getting an apartment this past few weeks. They registered for that apartment for the elderly in June. They got the apartment 2 weeks ago. Usually there's a 3 or 4 year wait. Guess what happened? God did something. So don't look at your circumstances. Look at the one who has the ability to give you and create a place wherever you are, whatever you're doing. There was one young lady back there who also had a vision tonight. She saw the Lord's picture and the movement of the lips, and she read the movement of the lips that said, I love you. Amen. That message is what we're going to be talking about tonight. So you're confirming the word.
Amen.
Okay? Ephesians chapter 1. I want you to take a good look at the messenger. Paul, an apostle, special messenger, verse 1, of Christ Jesus, the Messiah, by the divine will, the purpose and the choice of God, to the saints, the consecrated set apart ones at Ephesus, who are also faithful and loyal and steadfast in Christ Jesus. I want to change one word. At Chicopee tonight, not Ephesus. Got it? May the grace, which is God's unmerited favor, and spiritual peace, which means peace with God and harmony, unity, and undisturbedness, be yours from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings, praise, laudations, and eulogy be to the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed me in Christ with every spiritual, Holy Spirit-given blessing in the heavenly realms. Even as in his love, notice again, it's not your love, it's in his love, he chose us, meaning he chose each and every one of us, he chose me, actually picked us out for himself as his own in Christ before the foundation of the world. You say, whoa, 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 whoa. I go back that far? Yes. Right. Your spirit man was a reality before you entered your body. Amen. That we should be holy, consecrated, and set apart for him, not for yourself. It's not all about me, myself, and I. It's about him. It's his plan that's unfolding. And blameless in his sight. Now you say, wait a minute, how can I be blameless in his sight? If you recall, before we took that bread and wine, we declared that it was He that gave up His body. He already paid for everything you've ever done wrong. And everything you'll ever do wrong. It's paid for. And it's His sight of you that is really about the good news. He is looking at you and me already completed. It's just like if you have a baby boy or a baby girl and you get a flash forward 30 years and you see them as an adult. Could you handle it? I hope you could, because God says He can handle it. He's already seen you completed. And now, instead of feeling like a sinner, full of depression, wondering if you're going to make it to the next day, remember, verse 4 again, even as in His love, He chose me, actually picked me out for Himself. That's what the Bible says. As His own. So you don't belong to yourself. You belong to Him. In Christ, before the foundation of the world. Do you think St. Paul knew something you and I don't know? Yeah. That we should be holy. So look at your neighbor. Take a peek. Look at your neighbor. Look him in the eye. Say, get a clue. God says you're holy.
God says you're holy.
Not full of holes.
Not full of holes.
But holy.
Holy.
All right, now you're catching on. Consecrated and set apart for Him. Whoa. Consecrated and set apart for Him. And blameless in His sight. Now, if you look at your wife, or I look at my wife, I can see a lot of mistakes. But Jesus says, get a clue. He looks at you and He sees you and me perfect. Now that's pretty good news, isn't it?
Yep.
He sees us blameless in His sight. Oh my. Now believing that is the hardest thing you can ever choose to do. Because your brain is going to tell you, ha ha, look at the mistake you made yesterday. Oh, look at the mess you created last night. Yes? How many can relate? But God says what? Blameless in His sight. Close your eyes right now. Say, God's opinion of me,
God's opinion of me is
better than my idea.
I am blameless in His sight.
That's what the good news is. Even above reproach. Before Him in love. Take that to the bank. It's a deposit you need to make every day. You need to look at yourself from a different perspective. Instead of listening what the enemy says in your head, try listening to His opinion of you. Blameless. Above reproach. That's good news, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now verse 5, like I told you, it's going to be difficult. Because you will fight with this because you don't realize you are a spirit being living in an earth suit. For He foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted. Woo-hoo! Revealed as His own children through Jesus Christ. In accordance with the purpose of His plan, His will. Because it pleased Him and was His kind intent. You know, many years ago, my opinion of me was relating to what mom thought, dad thought, grandpa thought, uncles thought, teachers thought, and I never got God's opinion of me because I never took time to read it. And when I started to read it, my rejection of it was almost instant. Because you see, it was drilled into me that I was a sinner. Then I started to read the letters from St. Paul, and he writes not one letter to sinners, Well, that's pretty good stuff when I realize he wrote to the saints. Wow. So again, take a good look at your neighbor. Eyeball them and say, I've got clue to you for you. You're a saint tonight. That's what Jesus said. Get a clue. You are a saint. It's God's opinion of you.
That's most important.
Ha ha ha. Yeah. You can take that to the bank. Amen?
Amen.
And you can draw interest.
Amen.
Okay. Verse 6. So that we might be to the praise and commendation of his glorious grace, his favor and his mercy, which he so freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him, and I'm going to personalize this. I'm just going to change the words a little bit because God told me to do this a long time ago. In him I have redemption, deliverance, salvation through his blood. Wow. That's a pile of goodies that you could never compare. Amen?
Amen.
The remission, the forgiveness of our offenses, shortcomings, trespasses, in accordance with the riches and the generosity of his gracious favor. When you look at what God did on that cross through his son, and you realize he did all that because he loved us, how can you deny that being a saint is something he paid for? Yes or no?
Yes.
See, he paid for your sanctification. He paid to make you holy. He paid all these things ahead of time. Now, if you were born 2,015 years ago, you'd say, well, we've only got 2 years. Because this is 2017. Even when he died on that cross, he had his thoughts on you and I. He was realizing that there was a body of believers that would come to life and they would call themselves saints, not sinners, because of what he paid for.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, got two amens out of this. Not bad. Try it again.
Amen.
Say, I'm no longer a sinner.
I'm no longer a sinner.
I am a saint.
I am a saint.
That's God's opinion of me.
That's God's opinion of me.
Not my opinion of myself.
Not my opinion of myself.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when you start switching all these ideas about, oh my God, poor me. If you're declaring you're poor, you're going to be what?
Poor.
Poor.
If you declare that you are wealthy, wealthy, healing, and, you know,
all those good things,
you're going to start changing your mentality. I'm asking you to go one step further tonight. The sinner just died tonight, and the saint came to life.
Amen.
Amen.
Close your eyes now one more time. Put right hand over your heart. See, I'm declaring. What the good news says about me.
What the good news says about me.
I am a saint.
I am a saint.
That's Saint Paul.
Who
wrote to the saints.
Who wrote to the saints.
Even in Chicopee.
Even in Chicopee.
Saints are here tonight.
Saints are here tonight.
Consecrated, set apart ones.
Consecrated, set apart ones.
A blessing to God.
A blessing to God.
And his love has been chosen.
And his love has been chosen.
To be poured into me.
To be poured into
me. He chose me.
He
picked me out for himself.
He picked me out for himself.
As his very own.
As his very own.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Before the foundations of the world.
Before the foundations of the world.
He set me apart.
He set me apart.
I'm blameless in his sight. I am above reproach.
I am above reproach.
Before him in love.
Before him in love.
He foreordained me.
He foreordained me.
And he destined me.
And he destined me.
And he planned me in his love.
And he planned me in his love.
To be adopted.
To be adopted.
As his own child.
As his own child.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
His purpose.
His purpose.
And his will.
And his will.
Is being done.
Is being done.
To please him.
To please him.
Not to please me.
Not to please me.
I'm off the hook.
I'm off the hook.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.